Now, at this stage, I want to draw attention to a very important point, a very important fact, a fact in connection with which there has been and still is widespread misunderstanding. And after that, we must think of concluding. If one goes for refuge, if one commits oneself to the three jewels, if, as an expression of one's determination to tread the path of regular steps, one also undertakes to observe a greater or smaller number of moral precepts, if one does all this openly and publicly, does it in the traditional ceremonial manner, then this going for refuge, this commitment, is what we also call ordination. Now, usually we think, or we assume, that ordination means monastic ordination. We think it means becoming a monk, becoming a bhikshu, becoming a gelon, becoming a pongi, and so on. But this is a great mistake, and it's time, it's high time, that we corrected that mistake. There is, of course, such a thing as monastic ordination, but it's only one kind of ordination. The Sanskrit word for ordination is sangvara, literally meaning a binding. And therefore, we speak of upasaka sangvara, bhikshu sangvara, and even bodhisattva sangvara. In other words, we speak of lay ordination, monastic ordination, and even bodhisattva ordination. But all three are ordinations. The same word, sangvara, is applied to each and every one of them. Upasaka, bhikshu, and bodhisattva, all equally go for refuge. The upasaka goes for refuge. The bhikshu goes for refuge. And the bodhisattva, perhaps in a higher and deeper sense still, goes for refuge. All three commit themselves. Any difference between them is simply, as regards the number, and in the case of the bodhisattva, the kind of precepts observed. So that what the monk and the layman, the bhikshu and the upasaka have in common is far more important than what they do not have in common. What they have in common is the three jewels. What they have in common is the three refuges. And nothing can be more important for a Buddhist than that. So that we find that the real line of demarcation is not between monks and laymen, using those English terms for the time being. The line of demarcation, properly speaking, is between those who have gone for refuge and those who have not gone for refuge. And those who have gone for refuge, all those who have gone for refuge, make up the Sangha, or the spiritual community in the ordinary sense of that term. That is, leaving aside the spiritual community of the great saints, arahants, bodhisattvas, and so on, the spiritual community in the ordinary sense here on this earth. And any distinction that there may be between the monk on the one hand and the layman on the other is a distinction within the Sangha. And we may even go so far as to say that this distinction of monk and lay within the Sangha probably owes more to social and cultural conditions in India during the time of the Buddha than to the intrinsic nature of the Dharma itself. And this distinction, we may further say, may or may not be relevant to the development of Buddhism in the West. Unfortunately, the importance, the supreme, the overriding importance of going for refuge is not always appreciated. Going for refuge is only too often regarded as a rather ordinary sort of thing. A few years ago, I had in this connection a quite interesting experience. A young man came to see me one afternoon, and he said, "I'm quite interested in Buddhism. I've read a few books, done a bit of meditation the last few months, but," he said, "I don't really want to commit myself. I think I'm more interested in worldly life. I don't want to commit myself to Buddhism. So could I just take the refuges and precepts?" "Would you please give them to me?" he said. So I had to explain that his request was self-contradictory. That going for refuge meant commitment. There was no point in taking the refuges in going for refuge if you weren't going to commit yourself. You couldn't do it. You could only mumble the words. But he couldn't understand this, and he went away rather disappointed, rather dissatisfied. And I subsequently heard that he'd gone for refuge with a more accommodating teacher and then continued with his worldly life.